Inferi Regulus Black. Written by Lullaby Nell. Read by Opal Song. Part 4 of As Green as a Fresh Pickled Toad series. Summary. The hair was dark and fairly long, and probably belonged to a relatively young corpse. Trigger warning for death, Inferi, and horror. So I was watching The Half-Blood Prince the other day, and there's this shot during the cave scene that got me thinking. The camera is deep underwater and looking up at the bottom of the boat as it first crosses the cave, and there's this blurred swaying stuff at the bottom of the frame that looks a little bit like some kind of water or seagrass. To me, in that moment, it looked like hair. And then I realized that it actually could be hair. That's an Inferi-filled lake there. If the water was clear, you probably couldn't see the bottom due to the sheer mass of bodies. Instantly, it became my headcanon that it was actually the hair of an Inferi. Because it makes the scene all that more deliciously creepy. I liked this headcanon so much that I thought about it on and off for the next little while. I think about HP a lot, so it would come up every now and again. This is when I came to a second realization. The hair was dark and fairly long and probably belonged to a relatively young corpse. And I wondered, what if it was Regulus Black? Now, I realize that that's definitely not how the filmmakers intended it, and there's no way it's some cleverly hidden Easter egg. But stay with me. Because how freaking cool would it be if it was Regulus Black, preserved for years by the definitely enchanted waters of the cave? Because Voldemort wouldn't want his army of enchanted corpses to rot. It's probably a big problem with necromancy. And since I'd previously thought it was an Inferi, I also thought, how cool would it be if Regulus Black became an Inferi? It's well known that Voldemort is a nasty piece of work. It's never explained how you make Inferi, but I'm fully ready to believe that Voldemort has some kind of curse on the cave or potion in the water to keep the Inferi going and turn any new corpses into Inferi as well. He's definitely the kind of megalomaniac who would love the idea that anyone who tried to take his immortality would be killed and forced to guard it for eternity. Maybe that's what the emerald potion that Dumbledore drank was? Who knows? So imagine that Regulus Black got dragged under the water of the cave and was turned into an Inferi. That's horrible, but perfectly plausible in my opinion. Now, imagine that, given that Regulus Black is one of the most recent and able-bodied Inferi, that he's one of the first ones leading the crawling charge when the waters are disturbed by the next people after the locket. Imagine how infinitely more horrifying and traumatizing the scene would have gone for Harry if one of the foremost corpses trying to kill him looked like an undead Sirius Black. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!